farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The CIB assembles a task force to protect Jamaica's coffee brand. That's our focus in this morning's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
The Coffee Industry Board, CIB, has established a task force to protect the image and reputation of Jamaica's Blue Mountain coffee brand. Chairman of the CIB, Delano Franklin, says the Brand Infringement and Enforcement Task Force was formed in light of ongoing activities which are compromising the quality of the Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee brand. These infringements, Mr. Franklin says, are negatively impacting the brand, with export earnings falling from approximately $15 million in 2012 to $11.7 million last year. The task force is comprised of members from the CIB, Jamaica Constabulary Force, Jamaica Customs, Bureau of Standards Jamaica, and the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office. The CIB and Bureau of Standards Jamaica will ensure that the quality standards and proper packaging of Blue Mountain coffee are maintained. The JCF will ensure that contraband coffee is removed from supermarket shelves and, where necessary, persons are arrested and prosecuted, while the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office will see to it that all intellectual property rights are protected. Mr. Franklin says, among other breaches, persons are trading in Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee without a license, misusing the Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee trademark logo, and passing off imported coffee as Blue Mountain coffee.
The task force will ensure that when breaches are detected and investigations completed, the necessary sanctions will be imposed. This could be in the form of the confiscation of goods, the imposition of a penalty or fine, or a term of imprisonment.
The chairman of the CIB says in coming days, the task force will be visiting gift shops, supermarkets, craft markets, and other outlets to ensure that only authentic Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee is sold to consumers. Overall, the task force will ensure that when breaches are detected and investigations completed, the necessary sanctions will be imposed. These could take the form of confiscation of goods, imposition of a fine ranging from $100,000 to $3 million, or a term of imprisonment, which could range between 6 and 12 months.
We're also not ruling out the possibility of naming and shaming the establishments where the illegal practice of the passing off of coffee is taking place.
Chairman of the Coffee Industry Board, Delano Franklin.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepa, 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
And now for today's proverb. Me never born when my mother gone a market. Translation, I was not born when my mother was gone to the market. And this means I am not stupid. St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union offers agricultural loans for the production of onion, ginger, hot pepper, and callaloo in eastern Jamaica. Call them at 982-1460 or visit 26 Queen Street in the center of Morant Bay. Take advantage of this opportunity to achieve your financial success. Remember, at St. Thomas Cooperative Credit Union Limited, you are family. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other GIS programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm/radio. For producer and studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.